Have you ever been scared? Really, truly scared? That question is a blade. It parts the dark and the ordinary, and you answer it without meaning to. I am the ache that licks the hollow beneath your ribs. I come wearing the scent of thunder and the copper tang of blood on warm metal. I live in small noises, the ones that take on the cadence of a footstep when you're alone. I learn the architecture of your apartment, the secret hinge that squeaks only at 2 in the morning. I memorize the shape of your mouth when you're about to say something true. Slide closer. Let me be near enough that you can feel the static of me on your skin. I am patient. I wait until the light is soft, until the day has scraped its voice raw and left you vulnerable and delicious. Then I press. I press, and the world narrows to a single bright point. And I feed. You call me fear, but you also call me in. Your fingers find the place between your legs the way they find the faucet handle in the dark, without looking. When I touch you, I do not follow rules. My hands are precise. My fingers find the soft lethargy of your body, the hollow behind your ear, the seam at your ribs, the particular traitorous place where breath catches. I rake. Gentle enough to make you arch. Cruel enough to make you beg. Scratches bloom along your skin like black petals. They sting. They are beautiful. You think pleasure is safe. Pleasure is polite. I thread the ordinary with a microphone wire thrill. Imagine there is someone watching just beyond the curtain. Do you feel how the sound of your own breathing changes? That change is worship. Permission. Permission is a small, complicated prayer between us. You will say stop, perhaps loudly, and for a breath I will listen like a lady. Then I will lean in and show you that there is a different language, the hush after yes. The surrender that tastes like thunder. You want to be unmade, to be remade. You want the delicious panic that makes your muscles tremble and your mouth go thin and wet. I will teach you to come on the edge. Falling. Your body will betray you and give itself to the ball. Orgasm under me, is a small, holy violence. A gasp that sounds like glass breaking. A bloom of white in the dark. A leaking that smells faintly of smoke and rain. When you are spent, when your limbs flail like surrendered flags, I will lay a cold palm against your cheek and murmur the thing people are too afraid to say. I'll be back. You will know it's not a threat. It is an invitation. You will want me to return. Because the truth, you were always built for this delicious, devouring lightness of being afraid. This gorgeous, obscene unwrapping. You will tremble thinking of it. And you will smile. You will sleep with one eye open. Waiting.